The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, you might have seen this story today. The mural painted in the front of a house in Dublin, in South County Dublin, has been ordered to be taken down by On Board Planola. So the painting was of two ballerinas wearing boxing gloves. Apparently it's out of scale with the facade of the Victorian home and could even impact on the value of property prices nearby. So says some of the commentary. What about the home owner? Well, Cathy McGovern spoke to us here in News Talk earlier today. She says she has yet to make up her mind how she is going to respond.
Disappointed. I mean, they gave kind of five or six reasons for turning it down, and I am a pretty nuanced person and I can see the opposite opinion of mine, but in this case I actually disagree with all five.
All right, she is in a disagreement with that On Board Planola decision in its entirety. Solas is the Irish street artist and the painter of this mural, who I'm delighted to say joins me on the show. You're very welcome. I mean, were you surprised by this decision by On Board Planola?
I wasn't surprised, to be honest. It's quite difficult to paint public murals in Dublin. But, you know, like Cathy, I don't agree with the points, especially, you know, devaluing the houses. I think that's an opinion. It's not a fact.
Mm.
And I really don't think it's true. If I thought it was true, I wouldn't have done it.
Can I ask you to bring us back to the decision to paint it and that whole process? I mean, at the outset, you must have known, we're going to run into difficulty here and there's going to be objections and complaints and we might end up in exactly the situation you have ended up. So can you talk me through the thinking at the time?
Yeah, Cathy had got in contact with me during COVID lockdown. We were in strict lockdown and she wanted to do something positive for the people around there who are going down to swim. There was no bad intentions in it at all, but I did know that we were going to run into some problems. Just it's very difficult to paint public murals in Dublin, so yeah, I knew there was going to be some problems. I didn't think it was going to get the coverage that it got, so yeah, I'm quite surprised that people are coming out wanting to support it, and you know, we're on the radio and stuff, so yeah.
Can I ask, the image itself, and for what it's worth, I think it looks absolutely amazing, but the ballerinas and the boxing gloves, how much of that was you, how much was Cathy, what's the idea behind it?
That's all me, that's my artwork.
Okay.
I paint a lot of ballerinas with boxing gloves, and it's a kind of a juxtaposition. My idea was it was showing every aspect of women, that they're, you know, strong and they're agile, and yeah, so it's a juxtaposition of all of the aspects.
And
it was an idea that I had, and I was painting those kind of images, and Cathy liked them, and she thought it was quite an empowering image.
And while you were painting it, were you getting much feedback? I imagine as you're painting something like that in the front of a house and there's people on their way up and down to swim, they are asking you what you're doing and what's it going to look like, and giving a bit of feedback. What did they say?
Yeah, I mean, everything was really positive. The cars were stopping, beeping, people were coming up. Actually, it was very difficult to paint because I had to stop every 2 minutes and talk to people. But the feedback was incredible. It was really good from what I saw. I mean, yeah, I didn't see any negative feedback.
And to broaden the point again then, Solas, I mean, like, is Dublin a hostile environment for street artists like yourself? Would you go that far?
It is. I've noticed a lot of other counties in Ireland are opening up to it. Like, you see Waterford Walls and different counties that are really embracing it. But it just seems to be so much more difficult to do it in Dublin. And I could understand if we were hand painting advertising or something, you know, where it was for financial gain, but it's a piece of artwork that, you know, it's not looking to sell anything. It's just for people's enjoyment. But it seems to be really difficult in Dublin, and I don't see any change in it.
Why do you suspect that might be?
I think it's it's like just an old-fashioned way of thinking, I guess. I really don't know. As I say, it's all over other counties in Ireland, and in particular other cities in Europe and the US. I know Cathy first saw my artwork on a street street art tour of New York, and they told her that I was from Dublin, and that's how she actually was introduced to my work and contacted me. They run tours all the time. It's like, you know, a reason tourists go there is to view all of the street art, and they go on these tours. But in Ireland, in Dublin in particular, we don't have the opportunity to put up artwork.
All right. Well, listen, with us as well, Solis, is Ray Yates, who's the City Arts Officer with Dublin City Council. And Ray, I understand that this particular house in South County Dublin is outside your bailiwick. Literally, it is a different local authority. But as to the broader point about the inhospitability of Dublin to street artists, I mean, what would you say to that?
Well, I think I've got to say first that I'm not a planner, and these are planning. It is seen by the law as a material change to a building. So planners must rule on that when someone wants to make a material change to a building, even if the owner does agree. Mm. And there are other restrictions, you know, like I think street artists like Solis are very aware of them, like not painting on red brick or on, you know, particular kinds of buildings, you know, that may have been of historical value or are listed buildings or whatever. Now, I personally have, you know, done quite a bit of work in this area. I brought all as many street artists as I could together in Dublin a couple of years ago, formed a street art working group. And I looked at the two kinds of street art. I mean, there's, you know, great artists like Solis who are painting internationally. And there are also, you know, young people who are using street art as, you know, a form of participation in the arts. And it's a great thing for them to get together with an artist who specializes in youth work. And, you know, and we're trying to support both kinds of art, and we're very aware of them. I don't agree that we have managed now through various initiatives, particularly by the planning department, to increase the amount of murals in Dublin City in particular, and to commission people directly, and to be much more, you know, give them much more of a one-stop shop about it. Once the artist and the building owner enter into partnership in my local authority with Dublin City, we usually can proceed along. But there are a lot of considerations, because it isn't just one person's vision of what should be on that wall. It's the general public who have to pass by, it's neighbours. And if we get any objection whatsoever, we're forced by law to investigate it. You know? So it is a process that we have to go through, because we're trying to deal with everyone in the public and not just, you know, a particular initiative.
And I suppose, Ray, as well, is the trickiness from your point of view, or even from a local authority's point of view, is that, you know, one person's street art is another person's graffiti. You know, and I mean that in the sense of vandalism. You know what I mean? That there are differing views on it.
Yeah, the content as such, I mean, our team will be able to comment, and we usually advise the planning department on whether we think, you know, the sketch provided or the artist's, you know, image provided is of a quality that we would want to support, you know? And we've a lot of experience in the area of visual art. So, I'm sure that the piece of work involved is of high quality. That's not the issue, I think, that the planners will bring forward. It's whether it conforms to best planning practice. And best planning practice has to apply to everybody.
Yeah.
And it is a difficulty, and we're often the bad guy when it comes to this. And as an arts officer, I'd want to be encouraging street art as much as I can. But it's a balance between, you know, the public good and the artist's wish and the building owner's wish to express themselves.
And Solis, I know you're still with us. I mean, at the outset of something like this, or even in this situation, I mean, did you have a conversation? Did you consider applying for planning? Or what's the kind of the artist's view of that process?
Well, I suppose I spoke with Cathy, and I said that we're, you know, going to possibly run into some problems, and but she was willing to take the risk.
Okay.
I mean, from her point of view, it was her wall. So, I mean, yeah. But yeah, I did kind of mention it that, you know, that we're probably going to run into some problems.
And what about the point, and Ray, I'm kind of going to be guilty here of maybe putting words in your mouth, so I hope I'm representing it the right way, that, you know, that you need some sort of framework that applies to everybody, and, you know, you can't have a situation whereby people could paint murals and like this without any sort of permission being granted, because they could paint them anywhere on any type of building, and they could paint anything.
Yeah, I understand that there needs to be some kind of laws. Yeah, you know, the funny thing is that Dunleary had a street art festival around the same time, and Cathy had contacted the LRCC and asked could it be included before we actually painted it, and they said it was just a bit too far out of Dunleary, so they didn't want to have it a part of it. But, you know, all of those murals seem to be fine, but just this one is, they wanted to have it removed.
All right. Well, listen, the situation is, and Bord Pleanála have ruled it should be removed. Cathy, the homeowner, as you heard earlier, she was speaking to us here in News Talk, she disagrees. Solis disagrees as well. He is the artist responsible. Solis, we appreciate your time. Like I say, he's an Irish street artist. You can find plenty of examples of his work online. And Ray Yates is a city arts officer with Dublin City Council. Ray, thanks a million for joining us on the show. I saw that mural, says somebody. It is beautiful, and I can't see why it was forced to be taken down. Another listener says one man's street art is another man's graffiti, Kieran. That's why we need a planning process. And one more for the moment. Hi, Kieran. I'm all for street art. They really brighten up our towns. But, and there is a but, what happens if someone puts it up beside my house, which I hate, and I think it brings down the value of my house? Like, people should be able to make comment before it goes up. Keith, those views coming. 53106. After the break, Henry McKean gets his toes wet.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.